Father, we praise you today. This is the day. Didn't just show up, you made it. And we rejoice. Do you rejoice? Are you glad in it? Are you glad in it? Then tell me, say, this. Let your ear hear your mouth say, this is the day God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we praise you in your mighty name. That it's not by the wisdom of our minds, our collective efforts, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. You are all power, all authority, all the time. And of you, through you, and to you is everything. All things are associated to work together, collectively, for the purpose of your will, your Spirit, and your promise. Father, we praise you for that. We are inclined by your call to walk in the likeness of who you are. I want you to say something. It may take some of you a little bit of faith to say it. Say, I am the face of Jesus. Say, I am the face of God. That's what he said. He said, when I make you, I'm going to give you my image. I'm going to give you my face. And you're not just going to be an example. You're going to be the walking, living power of who I am. Because in a world that is seen, God cannot be seen unless he is expressed through your faith. If you saw God, you wouldn't know that you had seen him. Unless you saw him by faith. Because the word says the carnal mind is not subject to God, to his will, to his word, to his power, nor can it be. As a matter of fact, it is in hostility against God. Because what the mind can't reason, even if your eyes see the image, it won't believe it exists. But only by your faith can you see who God is and what God is doing. I come to you in the fullness of the blessing of the Lord today to tell you that this year is the most incredible year to date. And if you will believe, you will walk in the fullness of all God's intentions and all that he's determined for this season and this time. If you believe it, lift your voice and shout, yeah! Yeah! Give the Lord a shout! I sense the presence of the living God. Walk in it. Live in it. Practice it. Prepare it. This is the greatest season of your life. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give God a shout of praise. Come on. Clap your hands. All you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God, all you nations. Because you will bow your knee to exactly what God says. For the nations are and have become an accumulation of thinking and deciding, whispering and wondering. But the word of the Lord is, I make my presence known. My voice will be heard, and my word will not return void to me. It will accomplish exactly what I have sent it to do. and it will bear and yield the fruit that I have determined before the foundation of the world. You are that fruit. If you believe that, say, I am. I am. The foundation of the world is shaking because of you, Christ in you. The nations are ready to bow their knee, just like it was in the day. You can take your seats. In the day of King Nebuchadnezzar, when he thought he was in power and in authority and in control, and God took three different Hebrew children and he made an example of them, of what real power is, real authority is. Let me read something to you. First Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10, it says, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work. Here we are, growing in the knowledge of God. I love this part. Being strengthened with all power. Say all power. No, not like that. All power. Say it. All power. Who is all power? Who is all power? Are you uncertain? Who is all power? God and God alone. God and God alone. Say God and God alone. Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might. 2024 is an example of who you are. It's an open door of expression. It's a time of untapped dominions and domains that are open for us to be assigned to and sign our name to and walk in the power of, to be an influence that cannot be shadowed. And it cannot be dependent upon time or space or distance. The kingdom of God, which is the mind of God. And where is that? Where is the mind of God? Any kingdom, any dominion is ruled according to the mind of the king. So in essence, a kingdom is the mind of the king. And you can say amen. You won't get in trouble. Thank you. And so when they asked Jesus, they said, show us, tell us when the kingdom will come. And Jesus said, you cannot see the kingdom coming. You cannot expect to see it in ways that can be observed. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. Why would God make, I've said this so many times, why would God, if heaven were everything God wanted, and the host of heaven were all that He wanted, why would He create you? Why would He create the earth? If the kingdom of God was the end, or not the kingdom, but heaven were the end of all things and the beginning of all things, then why would we be here? There would be the beginning and there would be the end. But the power is that God's majesty and His glory, which are expressed in so many different ways, your forgiveness, your kindness, knowing how to look beyond something that your senses tell you is more important than being obedient to what God has told you to do. All those things that give you dominion and power, those subtle things that you wish you could avoid if possible, but God makes them unavoidable. And God doesn't bring trouble to you. He makes trouble run from you if you stand in the position of all things work together for good. What do we say around here? Only good can happen to me. Psalmist David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I cannot want. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the quieted waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. So we cannot blame a government for the state of our world. You can't blame a dark demon or power for the state of our world, because God didn't give dominion and power to them. He gave it to you. He gave you the authority to say a thing and to bring it to pass. He gave you the authority to believe things you couldn't do were still possible. And God didn't assign you for the possible. God didn't assign you for things that were possible. He hasn't assigned us faith. He didn't call us to do things that are possible. He calls you to do things that are impossible. And how long a journey does it take us to get to a point to where we really believe that we can do all things through Christ and that not anything is impossible to us? Because that's what we're assigned to. We're assigned to see the significance of God manifest through things that we know we cannot do. So today is the day of the impossible. Today is the day of a double portion. Today is the day of some 30 and some 60 and some 100. What does your faith say? What does your faith determine? What is God doing? Well, He's doing exactly what He wanted to do. He's making an example of you. He's making His face to shine on you, so His face is on you. So you bear the image of His faith. You bear the image of His face and of His will. And we're not waiting. Two things we have to stop doing: idol worship in the church, and we have to stop waiting for something that's already present. Jesus said the kingdom of God lies within you. But it's hearing the voice of God that gives us clarity. Paul said, I pray for you all the time that the spirit of knowledge, you may have the spirit of knowledge and understanding so you may know Him better. And in knowing Him is where the power of revelation comes from, hearing God. God is always speaking. He's always saying. He's always doing something. He's God. And there is no end to Him. The limitation in time is not within the sphere of the glory of God. God's presence, God's kingdom precedes time, and it precedes space, and it precedes distance. There were some people that had revelation. They may not have comprehended everything in detail as to what they were feeling meant, but they were led by the Spirit, like a soldier that came to Jesus one time and didn't ask Him for anything, but made a statement of what was and what was to be. And he said, my servant is really ill. He's in a lot of pain. He's being tormented. He didn't say to Jesus, would you come and heal him? But Jesus said to him, I'll come and heal him. And the soldier said, what? He said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. So if your status or position of worthy or unworthiness is an issue with you, just know it's not an issue with God. Because the kingdom of God, the will of God, precedes anything that you didn't do that you should have or did do that you shouldn't. And it goes far beyond that. It is the expression of His intentions and purpose in why He created you. And why did He do that? So He could reveal Himself not only in the earth, but to heaven in ways that cannot be revealed unless they're expressed through faith. Believing His word without seeing His face. So the man says to Jesus, he said, can you imagine telling Jesus, don't come to my house? Can you imagine that? Don't come to my house. He said, I know authority. Do you know authority? He said, I know power. I'm a man of authority and I'm a man under authority. I do what I'm told when I'm told, and those under me do what they're told when I tell them to do it. Man of authority, I understand power. Do you understand power? Power is not divided. When power is divided, it's weakened. Power is singular. Power is one. Hear, O nations of the earth, power is one. Or our God is one. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, one power, one authority, one dominion, one mind, one wisdom, one understanding, one righteousness, one joy, one peace, one hope, one blessing, one favor, one nation. Under God, you, we are that nation. We are the Israel of God. We're the chosen of God. We're the called out by His name. You are the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You're everything necessary because of who He is and what He says and not what you did or didn't do. Doesn't mean you continue to walk in the things you know not to do, because the Word says the soul that sins shall surely die. But it's not our effort not to sin. It's our faith to understand who He is so you understand what and who you are. And the soldier said to Jesus, he said, speak the word only. Take note, he didn't ask for anything. I'm not saying you shouldn't ask. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be open. Absolutely. Inconclusively, it will take place. But there's something beyond. There's something called great faith, or a measure, or the ability to touch heaven so heaven touches us back. That's why we wear these wristbands, pulling on heaven 24/7. who we are. It's what we do. So the centurion says, speak the word only. And the response of Christ is what gets me, because he said, I have not seen. So there was something Jesus said, there's something I haven't seen since I've been here, and you just showed it to me. He said, I've not seen such faith, not in anything or anyone, even those that have asked to be healed and have been healed. Those I've raised, those I've healed, ears I've opened, I've not seen this kind of faith. This is a great faith. This is a different measure of faith. Faith, the measure of faith is what you do. And the word says that immediately the Spirit of the Lord did what needed to be done, because he was not an idolater and he was not divided in the authority and the power of the will of the Father. And he believed the kingdom of God had come. He may not have been able to express all that, but he believed it was present. He believed it was power, hearing the voice of God. He heard the voice of God. We know that because the word says, Jesus says, you wouldn't come to the Father, you wouldn't come to me except the Spirit draws you. And the Spirit speaks to you, and we hear, and we know. Our spirit, the word says, our spirit, that internal part that God created that looks just like him. He said, the Spirit knows. Your spirit knows. It bears witness with the Spirit that God has said something. Now, what keeps us from hearing then? I have no idea how many times people have said, I don't know if I'm hearing God or myself, or can you tell me what God is saying? And I can always say, I can tell you what God is saying, but I can't tell you what necessarily what you need to hear him say. And here's the dividing line. Here's what separates us from God is always speaking. He's always speaking to you. You're on his mind because you're in his kingdom, and his kingdom is his mind. So the kingdom of God, Jesus said, is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. What keeps us from hearing his voice? Disinterest in what he has to say. God bless you. Thank you. We've all looked at things that we didn't see because, as we know, our eye takes a picture, but our mind tells us what we're looking at. Right? You can say right. So if you look at something and your mind doesn't tell you that you're looking at it, you don't see it. And the mind is divided. So when our interest is more to our needs instead of his intentions, you can't hear his voice. When you're speaking, Jesus walked, the kingdom of God walked, the kingdom of God walked among people and they didn't know him. God said, I created everything that is and you don't even know who I am. You saw me, but you didn't acknowledge me as God. Are we guilty of the same thing today? What if you're waiting for the kingdom, you don't understand the kingdom. You can't wait for something you can't see. And Jesus said the kingdom does not come in ways that can be observed. The kingdom of God is a principality that is demonstrated through the spheres of his will. What God reveals to you, what God says to you, his intention. I bear the heart of God. You have to let your ear hear your mouth say it. I bear the heart of God. I bear the face of God. We're not talking about us as an individual. We're talking about us collectively together in Christ. John 15 says, Jesus says this, Jesus in red letters. He said, I am the vine. You know what you are? You're a branch. Say, I'm a branch. I'm the rod of Moses. I'm a stick. I'm a branch. And branches and fruit and vines and trees have a great bearing on our relationship to God and hearing God. Do you know that a grape, it responds to soil types that it's in. And what a grape does, and Jesus is big time into the fruit. He talked about it all the time. From the Old Testament to the New, he even put a tree, two trees in the middle of the garden. Two trees in the middle of the garden. So you couldn't walk in the garden. You couldn't go from one point to the other, crossing the garden and not running into the tree, both of them. Because God's demonstrating the authority and the power you have, the ability to believe his word. It's not by might, it's not by power. It shouldn't be difficult to serve God. If you're dead, why are you wrestling with obeying him when he's living in your place? But it's what we see, how we hear the voice of God. We our intentions are more gendered towards what we need God to do for us. See, you don't need God to do anything. The only failure in life is the failure to live by faith. There is no other failure. It is non-existent. Doubt is your only failure, doubting that the fullness of Christ abides in you and the power of his will. So if we take on the mentality, we take on the intentions, I in my office, you in yours, that we don't go against the grain because we're trying to be abrasive in any way, to any degree, for anyone, but we're cutting something in a different way. For the word of the Lord is quick and powerful. It cuts, it divides. That's what it does. But the reason for it is to reveal who you are, the intentions of your heart, so you can discern either to repent or to praise. And if you repent, you praise. And if you praise, you're going to repent. And all in all, as you walk in the significance of his will, I can't fail because it's no longer I that lives. But you have to know that that's who you are, or living for Christ is difficult. That's a lie. Living against Christ is difficult. Living in Christ, he said, I'm the vine and you're the branch. And you know what interprets what the tree is, what the vine is? You do. He said, you're the fruit. You're the fruit. And Jesus said, this is where the Father is glorified, that you bear a lot of it, that you bear much fruit. Double anything you've ever seen. Before you can see it, it will be assigned to you. Before you can look at it, before you know about it, it'll be in your hands. Because that it is determined is not up to you. That you accept it is, so it is to you. 2024. It's just a sketch in time in reference to I'm ready. I am the first, I am the last. I am the beginning, I am the end. Feel his presence. Before me, there is no one. Would the Lord weep over the nations or rejoice? Tell me. Would we be afraid because we say we have lost control? And who did you give it over to? One power, one God. Evil is not the ruler over your world. Jesus said, has nothing in me. He is the vine, we are the branches. It's where the fruit comes from. Without the fruit, you don't know what the tree is. Without that fruit being expressed in you, the nations don't know what the tree is. And because God is holy, he cannot be divided. And since you bear the image of his face, his will, his purpose, his power, and his promise, neither can you. You can't. And so the word of the Lord to the nations is, I make myself known. Jesus said to the centurion, I haven't seen so great a faith. He never asked for Jesus to do anything. He stated a position and what should take place, and so should you. If he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him, what are we missing? The conclusion. It is finished. I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called you to glory and virtue. Why can't I hear God? Because you're not interested. You're interested in God hearing you. But in hearing the Lord, I understand that I have the fullness of all things. I am complete in him who is the head of all authorities and all powers and all dominions, because he's all authority, all power, and all dominion. And there isn't any other. There just isn't any other. There isn't any other. He said, these gods you made, he said, you worship him. But he said, you're worshiping the demon in you. I wonder how many devils there are in the world. I conclude that there is no one devil that does anything. There are many devils that do a lot of things. Because the devil is not just a singular individual. The devil is a Peter that resists the will of God. So should we fight something, or should we resist ourselves and our rejection to the will of the Father? Is that the real devil in the world? To surrender to the power, the authority, and the will of his majesty, God. You are so God. You are so powerful. I don't have the power to resist you. Let your ear, your mouth say what the centurion said. I'm not worthy, but it won't stop who you are and what you're going to do. Your word. Speak the word only. Jesus says, I have a venue through which to demonstrate who I am. That's why God made you. Because he's so beyond what even angels can see. No one, no eye has seen, angelic or human. No eye has seen, no ear has heard the things that God has prepared for those that love him, his sons in the kingdom and his sons within the kingdom, you and I. But you are the only expression of the will of the Father and the revelation that is not known and yet made to be known. You're it. And this is where the confusion comes in, the fear and religion takes over and people die, is because you think double-mindedly. Well, I can't and I'm not. Well, wait a minute. He said, if you follow me, how many follow Christ? Oh, you're afraid now. Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, there's no wrong answer this time. How many of you are in Christ? Yes. That he said, and if you're in me, then you're dead and your life is hidden with me in the Father. So don't be double-minded and put yourself down and talk about how hard serving Christ is when you're not serving him. He's serving through you to the glory of the Father. He said, I came to do the will of the Father, and that's who you are. You're the will of the Father. He intentionally created you, gave you his face, his image, his likeness, and his word. And he gave you a gift. The most powerful tree in the garden was the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because the tree of life gave them sustenance. It gave them existence, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil gave them power. Because every time they passed it and kept the word of God, they stayed in dominion. The moment they didn't, the tree didn't hurt them. The knowledge that they disobeyed the truth is what killed them. The knowledge. There was nothing in the fruit to harm them. The fruit was good. God created everything in the garden. Everything, even the tree of knowledge. And he looked at it and he blessed it and he called it good. God didn't tempt them. When a man is tempted, let not that man say, I'm tempted of God. Because God can't be tempted to evil. He doesn't tempt anyone. But he empowers everyone. What a grape does, and Jesus talks a lot about grapes and vines, is it interprets the soil. It tells you what the soil is going to do for it. And vines can grow in a lot of different terrains, a lot of different soils. But it interprets, it literally reacts to whatever soil it's in. Not just responds, it reacts. And cultivators throughout generations have found a way to put soil or vines or trees or plants in a particular soil that would cause them to react in a specific way because they know the grape they're after. And God knows the grape he's after. Jesus said, this is where the Father is glorified in that you bear much fruit. So God has placed every one of you in a specific soil that is unique to your call. And you shouldn't be angry about it, and you shouldn't try to get out of it. You should learn to thrive in it. Thrive in that soil. Thrive in that soil. In all things, I bless the Lord. At all times, His praise is in my mouth. Why? Because I believe. I don't just want faith to believe God. I want His faith. I want the faith of Christ. So the Word promised me, not just my faith to believe Him, but His faith believing in me. And if I believe that, if you believe that you are crucified with Christ and you live, but the life you live is not in the flesh, but by the faith of the Son of God, then you're a different creature and the battle is over. And the contention and the struggle and the hardship, and you're not what? You're not the image, the likeness, bearing the face, the witness, and the testimony. You're waiting for a kingdom that you'll never see. So even if it comes in the way you're looking for it to come, you still won't see it. You can't. Jesus said, my kingdom, He said, you don't understand. My kingdom cannot be observed. It must be demonstrated and witnessed through you. His kingdom is all authority and all power at all times. We sometimes sit on the cusp, on the edge, on the fringe of what could be, because we just believe that time is going to bring it to you. Time won't bring you anything. Tomorrow cannot define your future. It doesn't have the power to do that. Tomorrow's another day. A week from now, a year from now, years from now will not define who you are, won't bring you anything. Jesus said it like this. He said, don't talk to me about tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow brings. You should, because you should be bringing it and believing in it today. So the next day, you know, time and your future are two totally different worlds. Time goes on and on and on and on, but your future has to be revealed, because your future is the intentions of God's purpose in you. So this is where we are today. So this is where we are today. Fear not. What would you be afraid of? What would you fear? You should hope things don't go your way, because you subdue the will of God with your needs and your wants and your asking. Instead of saying of the Lord, your kingdom come. Wait a minute, you just said it was here. Your kingdom come. How? Your will be done in me. Exactly in the way that it is in heaven. But when it's done in you, here, it looks totally different than when it's done up there. Because there, it's done based on whatever the intellectual capabilities, compromise, obsessions, insight, wisdom, whatever it is. We know heaven is a cultivation of a lot of things, because a third of them fell. It isn't finished yet. But He said, I'm going to finish it. I'm demonstrating it in here. But the finished is not the end. It's the beginning of the way it's supposed to be. And so we are today. It's the beginning of the way it's supposed to be. What time is it? Now. This day. This day. The only thing missing is you saying this is the only day. It doesn't exist in any other time. It's not just there's no time like the present. No time exists but the present. There is no time but the present. And time is not relevant to anything that you are. Your purpose, your call precedes time. So you can't be too late and you can't be too soon. You can only be in faith. The only failure in life is the failure to live by faith in the Word of God, in the will of God. And not only so, but not at a distance, not in a tomorrow, not in a later, not in its coming, but in that it is here. Now let the grape interpret the soil that you're in and see what God would say through that. This is the greatest season of my life. Why do you think we say what we say? Everything should have purpose. It should have a foundation in the will of the Father. You should watch over your words. You should be the government of your speech. You should demonstrate the word of God just the way he did when he created you. You are the vine. He is the vine. You are the branches. He said, you can't bear fruit except you abide in me, but if you do, you'll bear much fruit. Tell him, living for you. Tell him, repeat after me, living for you. It's the easiest thing I've ever done. Because it's no longer I. It's you living in me. Obeying you is the creation you've made me to be. It's easy to do. Because it gives me dominion over my fear, my doubt, my uncertainty. And it gives me confidence in who you are. Casting not away this confidence that has a recompense of great reward. The greatest decline in a generation is its uncertainty, its intimidation. And it becomes shy and embarrassed. Faith is not shy. It's not subtle. Faith is extreme. Faith doesn't have a parking brake. It doesn't have a reverse. It's just forward. And the Word says the redeemed live by it. How do you make a living? By faith. What do you do for a living? I live by faith. You ever studied the vine? Don't worry about it. I did it for you. It's who you are. You're the branch of that vine. And only the fruit can tell you what the tree is. The power of the fruit is the power of the seed. And the power of the seed is its memory. It remembers where it came from when it dies to its shell. And it becomes where it came from. And so are you. That's who you are. That's our foundation. So all the prophecy you receive has a place to grow. Because when God gives you a word, understand this. It won't be what you can do. And in the way you think it will be done. Because that would be what you know. And he said, I will do exceeding abundant beyond all you know to ask or think. Unseen, inscrutable things you don't know anything of. Because the reason I made you is because I want to reveal who I am through you. And that you have not known until I do. And then heaven and earth. The word says the whole point, the plan, was to set forth the fullness of time. Meaning when Jesus came on the scene, he said, time no longer has dominion over you. You don't have to wait for the next year to bring an offering, which simply reminds you of what a sinner you are. But it's finished. On the cross, people think when on the cross Jesus defeated the devil by destroying his power. No, he defeated the devil in you by making you believe that you had nothing to feel defeated about. Remember, it says what it did is it purged your consciousness. Jesus had already said the devil, I saw him fall like lightning. Remember, he didn't fall into power. He fell from power, out of power. So what the cross did was it purged our consciousness. How so? That I could look to Christ and say, you're the fullness of all time. So time has no dominion over me, the past, the present, or the future. You're it. And what I did that I shouldn't have done is not who I am that did it, but you who lives through me. And that's the word of power that abides in me. So I'm getting rid of idolatry because I only worship God, one God, and God alone. And I can't do what I do. I can't live, not really live. I can die, but I can't live without him, nor can you. And the life I now live in the flesh, I'm living by faith of the Son of God. So now, let's change the world into what it was intended to be. It was never someone that just thought themselves prominent, but it's always someone that thought themselves in need. And that what God did is he diminished the need by exalting their faith. So God's doing to you today. Soil of 2024. what pristine, perfect, cultivated soil it is. I planted some flowers the other day, and the one thing I knew to do was to break up the soil. Jesus said, "You're the vine," so I'm very interested in what that is. He said, "I'm the vine, you're the branches," so I'm very interested in what soil is. So I study soil, I study vines, I study fruit. Weird for a pastor, right? Even weirder for a prophet. But I do. I want to know what he said. Paul said, "I pray for you that the spirit of wisdom and understanding would be on you so you would know him better," because you can't testify to something you don't know. And then he said this. So where is God? He said, "Only a fool can look up or look around and say there is no God." So God's telling me he's in the soil. I'm not talking about New Age stuff or odds. I'm talking about the God of creation, the God that said, "Look at the trees, look at the vines, look at the fruit," over and over, "Herein is the Father pleased and glorified that you bear much fruit." So God said, "I'm in the soil." So I look in the soil and I see that the soil has to be broken up so it breathes. And so it releases. And then it's not just like feeding plants. What it does is it presents a case to a plant, and then the soil says, "Tell me who you are based on where you are." That's what a grape does. It reacts to the soil. It doesn't just suck it in through a straw. Whatever place, whatever soil it's planted in, it's interpreting its memory. This is who I am. This is where I came from. And if it does it without giving praise to anyone but God, if it gives God all the glory, God all the honor, God all the power, God all the praise, then you're not going to be in contradiction to the will of God. So one thing's going to happen, the double-mindedness is going to leave you. We believe on the cross it's absolutely, totally, completely finished. And not that Satan lost any power over me at that point, because he had already lost power. But what you did is you let his power go out of your mind. And you gave no one credit or praise but God, because now you could look at Christ and not blame anybody but Jesus. I don't blame anybody but Jesus for my life, because he's the only one responsible for it. And if you believe that, your consciousness is transformed, being renewed in the spirit of your mind. So not in a pretentious way, but so you can express the fullness, the intentions, the will, his good pleasure. That's who you are. It's the greatest season of your life. And this is that season. This is the greatest season of your life. So the point is where is he? Where is his voice? How do I hear it? When my greatest interest is his intentions. My greatest interest, O God, is your intentions. Your intentions, because in your intention is my purpose. And his intention is your purpose. In his intention is your definition. So I said, "Don't worry for tomorrow." He said, "Consider the lilies of the valley." God's big time into agriculture and horticulture and everything that grows in the earth. They don't toil, they don't work, and yet your Father clothes them even greater than Solomon in all of his glory was clothed. Think about it. Don't be conformed. I said this probably 100,000 times. Don't be conned into a form, but be transformed by the rebirth of your mind so you can prove, you can prove the good, perfect, acceptable of God. There is no season greater than this. There is no time bringing you anything. You may not have awakened to a perfect day, but you can awaken that perfect day. This is the greatest season of your lives. This is the hour of the Lord. This is the day that God formed and created for His purpose and His pleasure. This is that season. Something released. Something happened. The woman didn't ask Jesus for anything when she touched His garment. She was pulling on His virtue. It's time to draw from the wells of salvation. And only that well. Drink from that well. Only drink from that well. Jesus said to a woman who had had 5 husbands, the guy she was with wasn't married to, and she got a little sarcastic with him, and he, in the nature of His love, bearing the will in the heart of the Father, He said, if you knew who I was, who was He? God. The kingdom. Her joy, her peace, her hope, her love, her understanding, her wisdom, her life, everything that she wanted is sitting beside her at a well. Everything you want is standing beside you at the well. Everything. It's religion if you double talk. It's religion if you're double-minded and you say one thing and do another. Or if you're convoluted in your faith. Faith is pure. Faith in God, the faith of God. That's the faith you have. And that's your faith. And it is through your faith the governments of the kingdom will be revealed. So what would God do? Expunge your sin and leave you empty? Exonerate you of your wrong, but feed you to the wolves? He does what He does so He's revealed in His fullness, so you can know who He is. So He can reveal who He is, because that's what love does. It gives you all that it is. It wants you to have what it is. Love wants you to be like it is. Love wants you to have the ultimate that it is. God is love, and they that dwell in love dwell in God, because that's who He is. This is the power of that day. So I say to you, today is the day of prophecy. Today is the day of the word of the Lord. Today, you woke up your future. Tomorrow has nothing to say about it. Yesterday can't hold anything back from it. But I will say of the Lord. I love that part. I will say of the Lord. This is that day. This is that day. And the word of the Lord has to be drawn on. Jesus said, if you knew who I was, you'd be asking me for water. If you knew who I was. But let me appeal to your senses so we can overcome them. You're right when you say you don't have a husband. And the one you're with is not your husband. And we don't know what all he said, but the woman did. Because she said, he told me everything about my life. And she believed. She told everybody. And so they came. But the word says, but when they heard him, not just what she repeated, they heard him speak. They said, this is him. This is the one. This is the salvation of the world. We think Peter's the only one that said it. He's just highlighted. But they collectively said, this is him. This is the Savior of the world. It wasn't because they saw him with their eyes, because they had already done that. It wasn't because they heard him with their ears. It's because they knew him as he was revealed, because they drew on him, because they came to pull on heaven. That's who we are.
pull. And so the word says, pray your kingdom, literal, be manifest as a point of understanding here as it is in heaven, because it looks different. It expresses different, because this is a world of the unseen. That is the world of the seen. They behold the glory of the Father but cannot fully interpret it. So that's your job. We get to interpret the presence of the Lord. We get to employ the presence, invite the presence, practice the presence, pray in the presence, plead the presence, know the presence, demonstrate the presence, be the presence, be the presence, be the presence. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will. Because it won't be yours. It will be the Father's. And the Father's will be done in you. How do we know this to be the correct interpretation? When you pray according to the will of the Father, I'll do what you say. And does that leave you without? No, that leaves you within. The fullness of all that God has. All that God has said. So, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it has. What do we do? Draw. Draw. It's time to draw. It's time to draw. You know, Matthew Crouch, what it is to give what you have by faith. You know what it is to give what you don't have by faith. But today, you will learn how to draw from your faith. Lord, you have known what it is to say, I'm with you. No, you did not just stand around with your hands in your pockets, waiting. But what is the will of God? God, tell me. Reveal to me. We know how it is. You know what it is to give to the point of concern. You know what it is to do, to give out of what you have. And now it's time to draw by your faith on what you have not seen and do not know. Where you have not been and what you have not asked for. And it's what you don't ask for, but what you draw on. Pull on heaven. They will give you what you stopped asking for, because in some cases, if we ask, do we determine that it isn't yet? Is there something greater? My wife was sick about a year ago, really sick on her birthday, woke up sick. Anton was sick. Some of our friends, they just woke up, and we hadn't even been together. Different. Anton was one place, we had been another, came together, and on Donna's birthday she got sick, and then I took what God told me, and I'm thinking, God, it's her birthday, and I praise you for it. And so she said, I got to go to bed. She went to bed, and I kneeled down by her bed, and I didn't ask for anything. Didn't ask him to heal her, didn't ask him to make her feel better. I just worshiped. I don't know how long it was there. It was a while. Time has no relevance to spiritual realities because it precedes it. And you don't need to brag about how long you spent doing anything anyway. And then she wakes up, and guess what? 100% well. Didn't ask God for anything. God wants you to draw on his virtue in confidence. No idolatry. No double-mindedness. No time restrictions. No breaks. No reverse, just forward. You are forward. Both of you, come up here with me. Can I pray with both of you, please? as God has covered you and kept you, I command a blessing on you.
Thank you, Lord.
I command a blessing on you to things beyond counting or numbering or even considering, but the blessing of the Lord that is exceeding and abundant, it exceeds all you could ask or think. I command the blessing of the Lord. I come to you in the fullness of the blessing of the Lord, and I command a blessing and a covering over you. Not an umbrella, but a sky, a canopy over the earth in which you walk within that canopy. So there's no boundaries. You can't forget it. You can't walk away from it. You don't have to wait for a rainy day. This canopy covers you at all times, morning, noon, and night. You go to bed with it over you. You wake up with it over you. It covers and protects you. Your protection isn't against an enemy that is trying to pursue and overcome you, but your mind. That your minds are always at peace, knowing the soil God has planted you in is intentional, and your fruit will interpret the will of the Father, so in all things you remain blessed. And not only blessed that you are okay, but blessed that it pours out of your chimney and your windows and the doors, and it is a flood to your home. And you're embraced by the presence of the Lord. There's a flood coming.
Thank you, Lord.
And this flood is the rain of God in which you're baptized for a new day. The Lord has put his rock in your homes. And the Lord has said to you, build me a platform. And you build a platform of earthly things. But now invite on that platform the revelation of who I am.
Thank you, Lord.
And 7.2 will surround you. The Lord put you in the same way that he put both of you together in the center. In the center. I am instructed, and I didn't want to come join me on the platform, please. The Lord put you in the center, so no matter which direction anyone looks, they can't get past you. So if they look from the east to the west or the north to the south, they don't have to believe you. They don't have to agree with you, but they have to see you. And when they see you together, you are bound in covenant with the will of the Father. So you don't have to like you. They don't have to appreciate you. They don't have to believe you. But they do have to bow to your faith. The king bowed to their faith. And the nations bowed to their faith. Of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Because their faith had no reverse. You've known what it is to give by faith. Now you'll know what it is to receive, to take, to pull by faith. And in that, the covering of the Lord. And the Lord will make the same example of you. They will look and say, truly, you do serve the true and the living God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we repent that we doubted you. But before that, there will be, I won't give you a number, there will be those that will say, I don't understand, but the Lord came to me and told me to believe with you. And they will believe. You know what it is to get rid of what you have. Do you know what it is to pull on what you don't? This is that season.
Thank you, Lord.
And God is faithful. You didn't call yourself here. You were moved here God moved you in the place that you are, in your hearts. No matter where you are in the world, that foundation is a rock, and that rock is Christ. And you stand on it. It's the greatest season of your lives. Bound in covenant.
Thank you, Lord.
Bound in truth. Bound in covering. Bound in purpose. Bound in power. In Jesus' name. I've never done that before. I love you, bro. Stand with me today. Come one more time. This is a double portion. Is this the way you wear it, or would you wear it the other way?
Right there.
Lori. This is tighter, so hopefully it fits you, because you're tiny.
Yes.
Bounding covenant, pulling on heaven, 24/7. In Jesus' name, favor will pursue you like a lion. Cunning of a serpent, the gentleness of a dove, the blessing of the Lord, because of what you have said by faith, done by faith, committed by faith, and believe of his faith. It cannot be shaken, it cannot be broken, it cannot be moved. Only good can happen to you. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Give me bracelets. Give me wristbands. Anton, come here. More than you asked for, more than you wanted, even more than you knew to believe, God has said. Greatest season of your life. Did I drop one? No, I didn't. It was placed there. And what did you do? Remember that. Father, we worship you today. We praise and thank you. Your hunger, sir. What is his name?
Jim.
Your hunger? Real heart for God. The Lord is your healer. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will heal you. The curse of your past generation will not befall you. You will not die at the hands of the curse of a past generation. You have skipped it. The Lord passes you over it, and you will live in many years of strength and wisdom. And because you've been chosen because of your faithfulness. You're a man of honor. You're a man of integrity. You do what you say. You're on time, and you're early. It is your heart. You're a soldier. You're a military man. You're a man of honor and power and wisdom. On the battlefield, you stood up front. You stood up first, and you always gave way. You helped those that were weak, those that were broken. You pulled them up. You put them before yourself. Your heart is pure before the Lord. And the Lord, he is your God, and nothing will affect you to take your life or to hinder you one moment of one day. Receive the word of the Lord. Something else I've not done. I want you to come and take the end of this rope, if you would, Jim. Let me tell you first, before you touch it, if I may, this represents a word in the kingdom. It says the kingdom of God is in your grasp, is the literal Greek translation, is in your grasp. So what Christ requires is that we take and that we pull And he said, whatever we release from the earth is released from the heavens, and it can't be until we do. That's who you are. There's wisdom on the inside of you. You will prophesy things against your current understanding. You're intelligent, you're studied, you're learned, you're a studier, but beyond your intelligence is your wisdom of faith and the mind of God. You had a dream that troubled you. Don't let it. It wasn't from the Lord. But the word of the Lord is, I will show you, and when you wake up, you won't feel worried and you won't feel the need to pray about it. You will praise me for it, says the Spirit of wonder. Take the rope and pull. Let's pull on heaven together. God strengthen you. God heal. God restore. God bring you beyond where you were in Jesus' mighty name. We pull together. We pull in faith. We pull in power. Jim, this is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord praise. We give the Lord a shout. Tell the nations what it's about. It's the hour interpreting the kingdom of God and of His power. We are set in the position, a pivotal time, of the nations of the earth. Jerry, you. If I were allowed, and I am, I'd call you the rock, Peter. Because there was a time that you knew to do better and you didn't. And then there was a time you knew to do better and you prayed. And then there was a time you knew to do better and your body told you you couldn't. And your body told you you were going to die. And God said, through you, I'm going to do the will of the Lord. I'm going to lay down my life. Your very words. I'm going to lay down my life today. And you said, I'm not going back. Peter, upon that, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The dream you had, what, 6 nights ago, the Lord is saying to you, I'm calling you to be my will in the earth. People will learn from the wisdom that is not yours but mine, says God. And you will say of the Lord, He is faithful. You know why you received this word today? Because you just didn't stop, Jerry. You just didn't stop, and you didn't get anything in return. Or did you? The favor of the Lord pursues you. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout for praise. Lift my voice. I lift my hands. I bless your holy name. You're in the midst of your people. Wheel inside the wheel. Wheel inside of the earth. Authority of the power of the glory of my God and of His Christ. Your intentions, O God, are in us, yes, and in you, amen. And for it, Lord, we praise you. Worship and glorify you, God, of all that is and was and is to come. Lord, He is the ruler. The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is president. The Lord, He is king. The Lord God, He is one. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God is one. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Bow your knee in praise and worship to the one and only authority, the one and only power. God present in you, God present with you, and God revealed through you in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Give the Lord a shout. shout. Give God a shout. Favor of the Lord. Favor of the Lord. Because you didn't turn to the left or to the right, even when someone tried to entice you to do so, you're covered on both sides. This is the hour of the Lord. Give God a shout of praise in the house.